just looking at the looking at this image. Again, I'll explain a bit later, but for the moment, just looking at it. I'm just going to play the singing bowl for a bit, and then I'll start chanting it, and you can join in with the chant if you like. But for the moment, simply just looking at the image, looking at the Hebrew letters. The letter Yud is at the top. The letter Shin is in the middle. Horizontal letters are the letter He. Bottom letter is the letter Vav. Yud He Shin Vav He. Yod Hei Shin Vav Hei Yod Hei Shin Vav Hei
Your day.
Shin Va Ve Yun E Shin Va Ve Yun E Shin Va Just letting the vibration of the chant sink into your body. Just letting your attention move inwards and downwards. Letting your senses invert. So for the moment, letting go of the outside world, entering into the inner space of stillness, of silence. Letting the sense of gravity take you in and down. As if descending into the inner sea. And just hearing a voice that says, "Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul." Let me immerse myself in the living waters, feeling that impulse of descending into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within the soul. Let me immerse myself in the living waters, feeling that sense of immersion in the living waters, feeling the tides of your inner being rising and falling, but sinking into the living waters of the soul. Becoming formless, becoming immersed, letting the living water of the soul irrigate you, refresh you. Letting yourself rest. feeling the inner tides, feeling the sense of the inner sea, noticing the movement between form and formlessness. Hearing once again the voice, "Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let me immerse myself in the living waters. And now, emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image. The sanctuary of the living flame." And as you hear this sound, you feel a movement within the inner sea that moves from formlessness into form. It is as if you feel caught up in one of the currents of the sea that is shaping itself, creating out of movement, creating a shape, a form. And as you are caught in this movement, as you become one with it, it is as if the form, the shape, takes place through your being. And at first the sense is of a strange shape, of a sphere that is also a square. Feeling it within you and being within it. Feeling the cube and the sphere, feeling the union of the square and the circle, feeling the cube, feeling the sphere, being one with both. Noticing the center point of the sphere and the cube as the point of union, the point of balance, the point where the cube and the sphere are one. And as you deepen into this form, it becomes more solid somehow. It acquires texture, solidity. It takes the form of a cubic room with a dome and an undercroft, a vault underneath the floor. Right at the center of the room, there is an altar with a flame rising out of it. There are four windows in each of the directions. And in each of the directions, there are stained glass windows. In the east, there is the image of a winged man. In the south, a winged lion. In the west, a white eagle. In the north, a winged bull. the apex of the dome. There is the triple flame of white light, the Hebrew letter Shin. And as we look at the stone altar, we see an impression of the image that we chant upon. The equal-armed cross, the circle, the Hebrew letters Yud and Vav, He and He, with the Shin at the center. It is from that Shin at the center that the flame arises of pure red light, earth light, earth fire. And above, the white Shin shines down upon us. Feel the balance of the four directions. Feel the union of the sphere and the cube. Feel the presence of the winged human being in the east, the winged lion in the south, the white eagle in the west, the winged bull in the north. Feel these energies meeting you. Feel them seeing you, registering who you are. Feel the flame arising out of the altar and the shining white light from the Shin at the apex of the dome. Place your hands upon the altar. Place your hands upon this image of the four directions, the circle and the equal-armed cross, Yud-He, Vav-He and the Shin. Feel the balance point between above and below, between east and west, north and south. Know yourself to be the living human being, the mediator between opposites. Know yourself to be the being sent from God, who bears witness to the light. Who speaks with a true voice. Feel the containment of sanctuary. As you relax into all of this, you hear a chant, as if spoken by the walls, by the floor, even by the air. So just slowly letting the forms dissolve, feeling once again the sense of the sphere and the cube and the sense of sanctuary, sense of the center point. Letting that form itself just dissolve back into the inner sea. Again, hearing the voice, now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let me immerse myself in the living waters. And emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to true image, my very own self. So emerging out of the deep, moving upwards and outwards, taking form, taking shape, being your very own self, however you find that to be. And slowly orientating to the outside, letting your senses carry you back into the room. Noticing the room, noticing your contact with the ground, your skin's contact with the air. Breathing in the air of the room, hearing sound in the room. And when you're ready, opening your eyes and looking into the room. Being aware of the living image that is you, your very own self, unfolded from the deep.